Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Friday night was culture night, so I met Michael Waldron, curator of the Crawford Art Gallery, outside the Crawford.
Michael, is there nothing you can't do? I mean, you're a curator. That's how we know each other. You move the on pizza oven from time to time.
Look, I was just deputised. Yeah, so Volcano Pizzas have set up shop in our garden this evening for Culture Night.
Yeah.
So we all mucked in just to give a helping hand.
Well, it's funny, we're actually standing outside what was the main entrance of the Customs House.
So in 1724, so if you can imagine, 298 years ago, standing outside this door, it would be the main entrance into the Custom House of Cork. Behind us would be water, staring up at the clock way up above us.
That's a funny thing, because I just met a couple of Americans who were looking forlornly across the gateway, wondering, was it open or was it closed? Trying to figure out where the entrance was. So I was telling them, it's just around the corner. So they're inside at the moment, which is what we should be doing. They're going upstairs to the Men in the South exhibition, which is where we're heading as well. So we might bump into them on the way, because I've already told them that this place used to be surrounded by water. This was the Venice of the South. So we go in the main entrance. But in a couple of years' time, this will be the main entrance again, won't it?
I think that's all being planned
now. That's being planned,
yeah. I suppose in our major redevelopment, it will be all about the visitor experience and finding your way to the entrance.
Okay, so find our way in. So for tonight, and it'll be all over by the time this goes to air, the restaurant doors are open. People can come in, sit down and enjoy themselves for Culture Night.
Exactly.
And break into a pizza. Meanwhile, the Gibson Galleries?
The Gibson Galleries on our first floor.
Okay. I'll follow you. I think you know your way around here. We were going to meet near the synagogue, and there's a reference there. But because this is Culture Night, you're on call all day here from 2 right through to 11 o'clock tonight. So fair deuce to you. Some man for one man.
Well, it's some team for one team. Yeah. It's a big group effort, and we know our responsibility to be open on Culture Night, and we know people have an appetite for culture. And we're here for that.
Tell me, why would we have met otherwise outside a synagogue?
This week's work of the week has a connection to synagogues.
Okay.
And more particularly, the artist Estella Solomons was Jewish, and her parents co-founded a synagogue in Dublin.
Let's have a look at her. So, you are the tourists that I met outside.
That's correct.
What part of the world have you come from?
New Hampshire and Florida.
This is Michael.
Hello.
Mike's one of the curators here. We meet every week to talk about a work of art in the gallery, and we put it out on the radio. And I'm glad I was able to direct you towards the gallery, because it looked like we thought it was closed.
It did look like that. We weren't sure how to get in, but we knew it was a good place to come.
Yeah, okay. So we're going to just have a quick chat about one of the paintings. Did you recognise anything here? Was anything familiar?
Not until we had actually started our tours yesterday. We did a tour of history of Ireland in Dublin.
Well, we're following the history at the moment of the foundation of the state.
Ireland as a republic has been in existence for just 100 years, and this exhibition looks back to that time period. And in particular, today we're on the radio and we're having a look at a small work by Estella Solomons.
We'll have a look at Estella's piece just behind. In fact, we met in front of this about 2.5 years ago. This is the Men in the South. It's actually an iconic painting. These men, believe it or not, turned up at the artist's studios in Dublin dressed like that so that they could pose, and he then made it look like They were freedom fighters fighting for the independence of the country. And at the time, nobody knew which way things were going to be, wasn't that right?
No, we were right between the War of Independence and the Civil War in Ireland, a very short period of time when it was very uncertain how things would turn out.
I'm glad you've come over to Ireland to find out more.
We are, and we arrived here on a very good day, too, the Cultural Day. And it's interesting, there haven't been big celebrations this year, so this is a remarkable exhibit for us to see.
We're going to explore it a little bit deeper.
Thank you.
Lovely meeting you.
Enjoy your visit.
So here's Estella. This is a self-portrait. There's something unusual about the timing of it because it's dated 5 years after her death, isn't that right?
Yes. This etching was part of a memorial edition marking 5 years since the artist's death. So the edition was released in 1973, but the artist had died in 1968.
Ah.
So it was a portfolio of prints from that edition.
Okay. Yeah. Now, who was she? Why was she associated with these gentlemen from the South? Did she have a connection?
Well, she's a very interesting woman. So Estella Solomons was born in Dublin to Jewish parents. Her father, I think, was an eye doctor, and her brother, Bertel, was a sportsman. Mm. Estella, during this War of Independence period, joined Cumann na mBan. So she was politically quite active, part of that socialist activism of the period 100 years ago. And in the 1920s, she married Seamus O'Sullivan, who was poet and editor of the Dublin magazine. She became an honorary member of the Royal Hibernian Academy at the end of her life, but she had actually been exhibiting every year for decades. So she was quite a remarkable artist, a beautiful printmaker. We have the portfolio of prints here. She's also being celebrated in an exhibition in Dublin at the moment too.
She looks a little bit sad, doesn't she?
Maybe just lost in her thoughts.
Yeah, I think she's quite wistful.
She has a book on her lap.
Seated in this sort of doorway looking out into a garden, the interior is a little bit dark. Seated with the book on her lap, she's resting her chin on her right hand. She's meditating.
Maybe she's thinking about pizza.
I mean, she could be hungry.
No, I'd say it's bigger thoughts.
Much bigger thoughts.
Because she was so politically engaged, I mean, we have to think practically. A self-portrait like this, you kind of have to hold a pose while you're making your portrait, right?
Yeah.
This book might actually have been the sketchbook where she was making the lines of her own likeness.
Yes.
Yeah. Think about her life more broadly. Because she was tuned into the time and what was going on, of course, it was a time of great consequence. It's quite interesting as well that she came from a fairly kind of comfortable background, but in an Ireland that was becoming a lot more inward-looking, maybe not as multi-denominational as it had been previous to then.
Okay.
So a conservatism might have been coming into being at around the same time as, you know, this Jewish woman in Dublin. I think of, you know, James Joyce's Ulysses when I think of
course,
you know,
That Bloom,
that experience of the capital city, but as a sort of person on the fringes of society, even though she was comfortably off.
In a way, the outsider looking in, looking out as we look in. At her looking out at us. Yeah.
And an artist is a perfect person for that too. Yeah. So she, as a woman, as an artist, as a Jewish woman in Ireland, at a time of independence, a member of Cumann na mBan, all of these layers to that particular expression.
Intriguing times, weren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's kind of appropriate as Jewish people around the world prepare to welcome their new year in Rosh Hashanah. She's our little herald of that this week.
Michael, thank you.
Thank you.